podcasting on JerusalemCast.com.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Kiva, I came today to share. Oh, sit closer.
What?
Sit closer. I can't reach. I can't reach. It's like. Oh, no, come. Sit down. Okay, so holy now and Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Maybe for now. Fine, we're up to day 27 already. Baruch Hashem. We talk about a time to sacrifice. Imagine a situation involving a Torah observant person who works at a large corporation. His boss calls him in one day and says, there's an industry meeting this Saturday in Pittsburgh, and we need you to be there to represent us. Certainly, the president would refuse to desecrate Shabbos, even if this meant losing his job. Why? Because losing one's source of livelihood is a very difficult matter. Yet, many would be happy to make this sacrifice for the sake of Shabbos. Chafetz Chaim teaches us that similarly, one should be prepared to lose his job rather than transgress the laws of Lashon Hara, which are prohibited by the Torah. A person may find himself working for an employer who is perfectly comfortable with slandering others to the extent that many that he may view as a fool, an employee who does not join his verbal abuse, and he may be inclined to fire such a person. This, in fact, is common with salesmen whose company standard sales strategy is to knock the competition. Honest salesmanship does not preclude saying that my product has certain qualities my competition lacks. What is prohibited is criticizing the competition unnecessarily or by exaggeration. Furthermore, when speaking Lashon Hara, one usually transgresses several Torah prohibitions. Each additional prohibition is another reason to undertake sacrifices rather than speak Lashon Hara. But if you could listen to the inner voice of a person who is willing to lose his job for the sake of Shabbos, we would hear him telling himself the following. I understand that I'm facing tremendous difficulties by giving up my job, but it's well worth it. How could I even think of desecrating Hashem's precious day of Shabbos? When faced with the test of Lashon Hara, our response should be the same. True, I'm facing tremendous difficulties by refusing to participate in such conversation, but it's well worth it. How could I even think of transgressing these all-important commandments of Hashem? How could I entertain the possibility of taking part of that which is the primary cause of our current exile? No sacrifice is too great for the sake of Shmiras HaLashon. Oh, sure. Time's good, no?
Yeah.
That is quite common in the high-tech industry, dealing with team evaluations, where you have a team criticizing each and every member or another team. It's also
not really. It's going to be like the Vapa and like the business world is also. Constructive criticism.
No, I'm talking about Lashon Hara. Been there.
Me too.
And left.
You should do that too. It works.
It depends. So what else are you doing to help the person?
Sitting around doing constructive criticism as a team at work.
It doesn't make sense. Are you helping the person? Are you insulting them? Or are you helping them?
You're helping. You're not trying to bash. But
no, I'm talking about quarterly evaluations.
For
if it's a person, you're not knocking a person, not publicly embarrassing another person, it's fine. I mean, what, you could get publicly shame you?
I guess it's how you
handle it. It depends how it's being done. It depends how you take it. Yeah, it depends.
Topless with a purpose.
Is there a constructive purpose, and you're trying to you know, encourage and see, you know, how it's going, try to improve the situation, then it's fine. If you're trying to knock the person, then it's wrong. Depends what you're trying to do. If Yosef says sometimes it can be constructive. So you're back up. If it's not constructive, it's wrong.
Right.
But in a scenario, Yosef says some
it's
business.
It's not constructive, it's destructive.
It's destructive, right. Oh, so you say, if it's constructive, it's okay. If it's destructive, it's not good. That's Yosef. Yosef's mimer for the day. Fine. Now, mimer of the day. Now, even though not everybody up to, we're going to start the Mishnah. It's not the hardest Mishnah. So even if you didn't do it yet, you can try to follow along, because some people were chazaring yesterday's Gemara, doing chazar, so it shouldn't be too difficult to start the new Mishnah.
And where are you holding?
I'm holding now on the Chesed of Beis, the new Mishnah. The new Mishnah of Chesed of Beis. Baruch Hashem, fine. Let's see the numerous on Chesed Beis AP, Sefer Makos. Ha'av gole al yidei haben. A father goes to Galus through a son. What does it mean he goes to Galus through a son? Through killing his son, Chas v'Shalom. A father can go to Galus if he killed his son. Well, we'll see in the Gemara, obviously, it's not when he was doing a mitzvah, right? We said in the Gemara earlier, if he's doing a mitzvah, you don't go to Galus, right? You're not doing a mitzvah. He was not doing a mitzvah. He'll go to Galus. The Gemara is going to give an example. The father mistakenly killed his son, he'll go to Galus.
Can I ask a question now?
Yeah, just a question.
Who's the Goel Adam in that case?
Who's the Goel Adam?
A brother? I mean, a wife, a brother, too. Is another brother now had to kill the father because he has to go to Galus? Is that what he's really doing?
No, but it says the Goel Adam.
The Goel Adam now is the mother, the brothers.
So you're right, in this case, you probably wouldn't be a Goel Adam. You probably wouldn't be a Goel Adam. Probably not, because it's the other person, the Chai Misa. Like we're going to see in the Gemara soon, even if you're just hitting the father, the Chai Misa, probably in this case, there's no Goel Adam. Probably, there's Goel Adam usually, but here, let's hear it's the Issa Deraisa. Goel Adam is like an opportunity. If you want, you could kill, right, the family of the person who got killed could kill the killer until he gets to Ari Mikla. Pasha over here, it's going against the Torah. Pasha is no Goel Adam. Maybe the world will talk about it for himself, but. That's the pashtus. I mean, you can't go against the deraisa.
Right.
It's not even a mitzvah. It's not like a one mitzvah deraisa going against the other mitzvah deraisa. It's a leniency the Torah gave you to kill. Right? Rav Yitzchak is asking. We know the halacha that there's a goel adam. Right? That usually the person who got killed, right? Usually the person who gets killed, his family has the right to kill the killer. They have a leniency, they have permission until he runs to Ari Mikla. So Rav Yitzchak is asking, what about, we have an interesting scenario. That you have a father who killed a son, right? So usually the family of the guy who got killed could kill the killer. So what does that mean? In this case, it's kind of interesting. The brothers of the guy could kill their own father? Doesn't make sense. The Torah's not going to let you do that. I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, but assuming the Torah would not let you kill the father. Because it's right, it's going against the deraisa. So is the deraisa to even hit your father, let alone to kill him? So it sounds like in this case, it wouldn't really be a goel adam. Anybody has anything else to say? They could try to... What do you say, Ruben?
I said it's a mitzvah, you kind of teach your parents.
Oh, that's right, it's a mitzvah, you can't the parents. So just the opportunity to kill, Pasha wouldn't let you kill. Not in the right sense, it's the opportunity leading to you to let you kill until you want to start in the class. Sounds like over here, we don't let you do it. You're going against the mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah deraisa, good. So that's the first case. We have a bunch of cases.
Sorry. Yeah, the person is killed in Shogay, and there is no goal of
Dham. Right.
He doesn't go to Galus, is he not getting a kapara?
Yeah, he doesn't get a kapara.
It's in his own interest to go whether he has a goel adam or not.
Right. A person should go to Galus anyway. That's right. It's for sure worth it for him to get his kapara.
Nobody's going to run after him. He doesn't have to worry. The guy has no family.
For sure it's worth it.
He'll live without getting a kapara? Not Avera?
No, he won't. He has to go to Galus.
No, he has to. They force him to go to Galus?
Best the person wants to push to go to Galus. Best
but
the possible.
They can't take him to jail.
There is a law. Best says he's going to go.
If you decide, you can go to Galus.
Pasha is best that Pasha goes. They usually, I'll tell you, it's Allah, best that always enforces their rules. So if not, then the whole festival will become a joke. So, even
if people go, $5.
Usually they'll go anyway because it's a kapara. Let's say this guy's not interested, then best you will force him. They'll usually Allah, but he'll goes best that they enforce their rule. They're very strict in enforcing, so the whole thing doesn't become a joke. You have to start on Allah, so you see that. That's why usually the rule in Shas, that the best in the Rabbanon were more strict on the Rabbanon than the rice. Right? You have that cloud, what's behind that cloud? Because if they wouldn't have forced their rules, it would become a joke. That's how they say that cloud. So whenever this guy comes to Galus and Bestin decide, usually you go to Bestin, you come to Bestin, like we see later in this parak, and they decide you got to go to Galus. Right? They go through the scenario, say you have to go to Galus. So if Bestin says you have to go to Galus, they're going to force you to go to Galus. They're not going to let you sit around. Because Bestin always enforces what their psak was, so it doesn't become a joke. These days also, of course, they enforce what they say. Right? I'm not a lawyer.
But if he doesn't go to Galus, isn't it... The other thing is an early death.
He does not go to Galus. I don't know, the Torah doesn't necessarily say he's going to get an early death. Well, he has honest...
Like early death, childless...
He's not Chayav Karas. He's not Karas. If he kills someone by mistake, he's not Karas. He's going to Galus. The Torah is going to give him a way out to do tshuva. But Bessel usually forced to do tshuva, but if he doesn't do tshuva, he's going to have to suffer. It's going to be much worse for him. It's like everybody doesn't do tshuva. Good, fine. Baruch Hashem. So that's so far we got through the first halacha of the Mishnah. Ha'av, so we said ha'av, a father could go to kolos al yedem through a child, meaning through killing a child and through the halachas of killing a child, a father has to go to kolos. Also, v'ha'ben gole also goes the other way also, which we'll see in the Gemara with the chiddush. It also goes the other way, that the ben is gole al yedei ha'av. Right? A son could go to Golos when he killed his father, Bishogi, which is also, we're going to see in the Gemara why that's a Chiddush. You have a son, Chas Shalom, let alone, he killed a father. A son killed his father by mistake. What's that halacha? There also you go to Golos. We'll see in the Gemara, it's not so simple. Because what's that halacha if a son hurts his father? Yischadik, Yischadik, Misa. So you would think that even if you heard him, Bishogi, we don't let you off so easily to go to Golos, maybe. What if they see in the Gemara? Maybe you wouldn't go to Golos. So we're saying now, also, a Chiddush, we'll see also, halacha number two is, a son goes to Golos through a son goes to Golos through killing his father. Let's see the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Ayedei haben, we said, a father will go to Golos through a son. Rashi says, im hargol lepnoi, if a person killed his son, v'shogeg, then, if he killed him mistakenly, then he'll go to Golos. So again, we have two halachas. A father who killed a son by mistake, he goes to Golos. And also the opposite scenario. A son who killed a father mistakenly, the son will also go to Golos. That's halacha number two. Comes halacha number three of the Mishnah. We say the following. Hakol goylin al yidei Yisrael. Everyone goes to Golos through killing a Yisrael, which we'll see in the Gemara with who the Hakal is coming to include. But anyone who kills a Jew, he has to go to Golos. But obviously we're trying to include somebody here. We're saying everyone, every single person who kills a Jew, he has to go to Golos. So we'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is, right? You ready to get to the Gemara? So we'll see that everyone goes to Golos through killing a Jew. However, that's the third halacha. But what's the fourth halacha? Yisrael goylin al yideihem. Yisrael will go to Golos for killing anybody. If Yisrael, a regular Jew, kills another Jew, they also will have to go to Golos. Good? So if one Jew kills another Jew, they also have to go to Golos. Chutz bi ger taisha. Besides if they kill a ger taisha, meaning if a Jew mistakenly killed a ger taisha, he does not have to go to Golos. Now, what in the world is a ger taisha? So, they'll tell you, you don't have to flip to the back of your Gemara, we'll say over here. It says, what's a ger taisha? A ger taisha is like this. It's a ger who accepted on himself that he's a taisha. Meaning what?
A guy.
I'll tell you what it means. What?
If someone is allowed to live amongst them.
What?
A Noah, yes.
Yeah, so you have a guy who steps on himself in front of Bestin to keep all the seven commandments from Noah, which really every guy's commanded to do them. But this guy officially accepted upon himself to keep all these mitzvahs in front of Bestin. He's called the Ger Taisha, and he gets rules that he's not like a regular guy. He'll have halachas of a Ger Taisha. That's called a Ger Taisha. So now you learn something new today. It's called the Ger Taisha. The guy, he's not really a Ger, but he's a Ger Taisha. Which means what happens? Which means. What?
Ger
Taisha. You're talking about Evan who gets sold and then he stays. There's that Sachar, there's a Taisha. But Evan also have this terminology of Sachar and Taisha. Well, here, Kartashim is a guy who accepted all the mitzvahs, but seven mitzvahs ben Einaya. And now, what's the difference?
Because why is he called
Gair? Because he's a certain level of a Gair. He's not a full Gair. He's a Kartashim. Yeah, he's not a real Gair. He's not a full Gair.
Tosha means guy. He's like a Gair guy. Kartashim means Gair guy.
In a way, like a Gair guy.
He's still
a guy. Yeah. So now, what's the halacha with this guy? Usually, the halacha with this guy is that he is considered a person of a mitzvah of Isaac, meaning a regular guy is not necessarily commanded. Basically, this guy, he's commanded, he has to, that he's commanded to do mitzvahs and he does them. Now, what halacha, what ramifications does this have regarding a Jew? That now a Jew would have a mitzvah to support him and keep him alive. Usually, for regular, when we have to try to help a guy, if we see someone struggling and it's a Jewish person, we have to do everything we can to save a Jew's life, a Jewish person's life. If it's a guy, we don't necessarily have to do anything and everything to save their life. Correct? However, once a person is already a ger taisha, then the pasuk says, ger b'taisha v'chayimah, we have to try to keep him alive, which means first of all, in a literal sense, try to keep him alive, the guy is dying, try to keep him alive. And second of all, also try to support him, like we learned in the Chavis Chaim, the mitzvah v'chayimah, try to keep him alive. That's a ger taisha. So now, let's say a Yisrael, a Jewish guy, kills by mistake a ger taisha. Do you have to go to Galus? The halacha is no. If, let's say a regular Jew, a Jew kills by mistake a guy. Do you have to go to Galus?
Yes.
Kill a guy?
No.
A Jew. Because it's because we'll see the Pesukim say that the Pesukim don't say ger taisha. The Pesukim say not a ger taisha. We'll see in the pasuk. The Pesukim we'll see in the words of the pasuk that we exclude them from the pasuk. But we'll see in the Gemara exactly why they're excluded. So only person you go to Galus is a full fledged Jew, or maybe even an Eved, but not a ger taisha.
Wait, but the Mishnah just said. The Israel Galilean all Yedehin. A Jew goes to Galus for anyone. You said Yedehin.
Chutz mi ger taisha, but it says except for a ger taisha. We can finish the sentence.
So does that include a goy, though,
isn't it? No, it doesn't mean that. Because you're
excluding a ger, but
that's a flow. It's a flow. We'll read the flow. The flow with Hakol Galilean Aide Israel. Everyone goes to Galus. If they kill a Jew, meaning any Jew who kills another Jew goes to Galus. What's about Jews here? Any Jew who kills another Jew goes to Galus. Yisrael Galus Aidim, a Jew will go to Galus through them, meaning through any other Jew. We'll see the Gemara who we're coming to include. Maybe even some type of Eved, they will also go to Galus. Except, who's out of this rule? Chutz mi ger taisha. That you don't go to Galus through him. Meaning from you killing a ger taisha, you don't go to Galus. We'll see the Gemara who we're trying to include every time. This is clear. They're just saying, when you kill a ger taisha by mistake, you do not go to Galus. It's similar to a guy. Similar to a guy, you don't go to Galus. Fine. Now, what about a ger taisha? A ger taisha in a gaila, he does not go to Galus. Ela ayide ger taisha. The only way a ger taisha would go to Galus, if he killed another ger taisha. Because if a ger taisha kills a Jew, also he won't go to Galus. Basically, to kill the like your type. If a Jew kills another Jew, you go to Galus. If you kill a ger taisha, you do not go to Galus. Right? Now, a ger taisha who kills a Jew does not go to Galus. The only way a ger taisha would go to Galus is one ger taisha. Because another ger taisha, then he'll go to Galus. So one guy is with his friend hanging out with, two friends. They're both friends because they both try to keep the seven commandments. And then they kill each other. Then if one kills the other guy on his level, then he goes to Galus. That's Allah. So if a Jew kills a guy on a lower level, he's just a ger taisha, it's not, you don't have to go to Galus to get a kapara, right? If you kill a ger taisha. So a ger taisha would only go to Galus if he kills another ger taisha. That's Allah. If a ger taisha kills a Jew, also he won't go. We'll see why, but he won't also go. If a ger taisha kills another ger taisha, that's the only way he'll go to Galus. So again, let's see the mission again. Ha'av gola aladei ha'ben. A father will go to Galus through killing a son. Vahaben gola, and his son will go to Galus. Aidei ha'av through killing his father. Hakol golin aidei Yisrael. Everyone will go to Galus for killing Yisrael. V'Yisrael golin aideiha. And a Jew will get Galus through all these other people. When a Jew kills any other Jew, he will go to Galus. Chutz except the ger taisha. Except the ger taisha, even though he's considered a Jew on some levels, he's considered still if a Jew killed a ger taisha, he will not have to. He does not have to go to Galus. So far, so good. Next halacha. So what does the ger taisha go to Galus? Ger taisha in a gula ela ayde ger taisha. Ger taisha will only go to Galus if he kills another ger taisha. Let's see Rashi. Chutz mi ger taisha. She'en Yisrael. Yisrael will not gula will not go to Galus al yade through him through killing him. Really, this Rashi the Masechta is out of order. Hakol Galim, right? We said originally, everyone goes to Galus for killing a Jew. It sounds like you're trying to include somebody. Who's the everyone? So Chana wants to say it's a Gertaisha. But that's what I would think also. We see from the end of Mishnah, it's not true. The only time a Gertaisha goes to Galus, if he kills another Gertaisha. So that's where Rashi comes right away and tells us, hold on to your seat. Because Gemara, Mefarish, but Gemara, Lasu Yemai.
Hold on to
the Gemara is going to explain to us who's this coming to include. We're going to explain to the Gemara, we're going to explain to you who's this coming to include. Because I would think it's coming to include a Gertaisha, but the Gemara is going to say it's not, the Mishnah is going to say it's not true. A Gertaisha who killed another Jew does not go to Galus. He'll only go to Galus when he kills another Gertaisha. So we'll see in the Gemara, who he calls it, we said everyone who kills a Jew goes to Galus. We'll see in the Gemara who's that everyone. Good? Let's see the Gemara. We said a father goes to Galus through killing a son. So the Gemara is assuming how to kill a son from doing a mitzvah. Now the Gemara adds, but you told me, you said that in the Mishnah on Chesam and Aled, Yatza Ha'av Hamaka Espinoy, that you excluded a father who kills a child. You told me he does not go to Galus. So why are you telling me he goes to Galus? The Mishnah on Amar Aleph said you don't go to Galus. Can you remember we said if a father kills a son, he's whipping him, he doesn't go to Galus. So why does the Mishnah say a father who kills a son does go to Galus? Bikasha? The Gemara says, the Gemara, maybe you thought about a case where he was learning. So again, the Gemara is on the same. So since he was learning Torah, maybe it's not a mitzvah. Since he was learning Torah, then it's not a mitzvah to hit it.
Said that you got pleasure from whacking it, so therefore
that's
we learned that three lines up
before. Told me Apple God the Gummer, even if he's learning Hanan's question, even if he's learning still mitzvah kaf, he's still doing a mitzvah.
Right.
So then you're potter. So what's the case? So what is
pleasure?
So when no, it's not you have pleasure from hitting him. Hitting when he's younger, so you have pleasure from him when he gets older. So it's
I thought he got pleasure
from him. Oh, so it says, Peshulayah did not agree. Peshulayah did not agree. What does Peshulayah did not agree mean? What do these words mean? Oh, a nagar is a carpenter. So what happens?
Maybe he wasn't teaching him Torah, maybe he was teaching him carpentry.
Yeah, he was doing carpentry.
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. So that's what I was going to ask in a second. So what happens? His father is trying to teach his son how to use a saw. He's trying to teach him how to use a saw very carefully. Yeah, you missed this Gemara. Father's trying to teach the kid how to use a saw. He's trying to teach him how to be careful. He's like, and then he ends up killing his own son while he's trying to teach him how to be careful. Yeah, he learned. His son definitely learned not to do it again. He learned how to be careful. But that's what happened. The Gemara said that's also a mitzvah. If you're teaching your son a profession, it's also the middle of the mitzvah, right? That's the mitzvah. You're trying to teach your son how to store. So you're doing the mitzvah. You're showing him how to store.
Or another example being a shochet or a butcher.
You try to teach your son how to be a shochet and you end up killing him by mistake. Like, here, do it like this. And you end up killing the guy.
Those knives are extremely sharp. It's very easy to get cut.
But, so he, by mistake, he's trying to show his son, like, this is how you shaft. And his son's like trying to look, stick his head under the cow, and he shafted his own son. He shafted his son's head up. Exactly. That's that. So he's saying, the Gemara says that's also a mitzvah, because teaching your son a profession is also a mitzvah. So it's also he shouldn't have to go to Galus. So what's the scenario? The father killed his son. How did the father kill his son?
He just shot
him. That's not b'shege. I mean, Gemara's trying to figure out how do you kill your son by mistake. If you're doing something productive with your son, which you're probably doing, so then it's a mitzvah.
You know he was your son.
So then, if you're doing.
That's what he does.
No, if he's doing something very dangerous, like using a bandsaw.
Fine, later. And we lost the momentum here. Again, what happened? Again, okay, what's the case here? We're trying to figure out a case. How did your father kill the son by mistake? Right? How did he kill your son by mistake? If he just shot him, then there's no gallows for you. We kill you. Right. What's the case of father?
Right now we're standing at the fact that he was teaching him a
He's teaching a trait.
And he
teaches the Gemara.
Maybe he was just.
No, he was. Let's hear. Right, relax. The question. Let's see the Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Back in the Gemara. Again, we're starting the Gemara again. Everybody, just keep inside. Just keep it flow. We said, "I'm Gola Ali Deir Ben." Father goes to Gola through killing his son. Where it says, "Av good idea, but a father goes to Golos through if he killed his son by mistake." But you told me on Amr Aleph Yatzah Av, you Yatzah Av Hamakas for now. You're excluding from Golos a father who hit his son and killed him. Where it answers the Gemara because he was learning Torah, so therefore there's no mitzvah to hit him. So you killed him by mistake when you weren't doing a mitzvah. But you told me, Afal Gav the Gomer, even if you're learning mitzvah, it's still a mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah, you're still doing a mitzvah. So he should still be off the hook. So what's your scenario that the father should get killed? The Gemara said, why should the father go to Golos? Bishulaya the Nagri. He was trying to teach him how to be a carpenter, and he killed him while he was trying to teach him how to be a carpenter. So the father was trying to teach his son how to be a carpenter, and by mistake he killed him. Was it wasn't where asked Shulai and Hagri Chayusi, this is teaching the son a livelihood, right? And we know there's a mitzvah to teach your son a trade. So that's also a mitzvah. Chayusi the Lamde, he's teaching him a life. He's teaching him how to get along with his life. What's it called? Like a livelihood. Teaching him a livelihood, and that's a mitzvah. What's every, wait, hold on. A profession, a livelihood, the Gemara says, teaching a livelihood. So that's also a mitzvah. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara, he already taught him, the Gemara Amunusa, he already taught him one trade. The Gemara Amunusa Akriti, he taught him a different trade already. So a father only has to teach his son one trade. Don't be like the guy, the Chacham in the story, right? The sophisticated, simple thing, but maybe it's not going to be good one day. Teach him one trade. So you're being too sophisticated. Teaching the kid another trade. And while he did that, you killed him. So that's considered killing. Yeah, it's no chiyuv. To be doing it wrong, you're not teaching another trade. Being too sophisticated, teaching him not have emunah. You taught him one trade. Finished. He knows that you taught him one thing. That's your mitzvah, right? So now you kill the guy. So that's the case. What do you have? A scenario when a father is killed with some b'shogeg. If he's teaching him how to do a trade, it's a mitzvah. Say no. He already taught him how to be. He already taught him.
It's a mitzvah, so he wouldn't go to Golos.
So why are you saying it's not a mitzvah? Well, he already taught him one trade. He already taught him how to be a shaykhet. He already taught him how to be a shaykhet. So now he's teaching him how to be a carpenter. That's not a mitzvah, teach your son to be a carpenter. You stop teaching him how to, that's your hobby. You want to teach
then
him.
You would go to Golos.
Then you go to Golos. You stop teaching him for fun. You want to teach him a new hobby, how to be a carpenter on his spare time. So that's, there you're going to go to Golos. Let's just see Rashi.
Is this applicable for all mitzvahs? Let's say you fulfill a mitzvah.
If while you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you kill the son, then it's
no,
not.
No. I'm saying if you fulfill a mitzvah, the second mitzvah, do it a second time, it's not a mitzvah?
No, that's not, because over here, it's once you finish teaching his son the trade, you don't have to teach him another trade.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a mitzvah. Yes,
it
depends on the mitzvah.
In other cases, you fulfill a mitzvah.
Depends on the mitzvah. Some mitzvahs you could keep doing the same, you do right. Chesed, you do chesed over and over again. It was a mitzvah that's teach your son how to do this.
Yeah.
Most mitzvahs come again, you keep having the mitzvah. Most of it's a new mitzvah to do it every day. It's going to be a new mitzvah every day. It's going to have a new mitzvah to put on tefillin. A new mitzvah to put on.
That's a different day.
Achot, it's a new mitzvah. Most times, if someone needs to
tell. Second time you brought on tefillin, it's not a mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah? Why? It's a mitzvah.
Second time you brought on tefillin the same day.
It's not a mitzvah deraisa.
You don't say bracha.
Achot, that mom says you. You're right. It's a nice thing.
Let's say you kill your son putting on the mitzvah the second time. Squeeze it through water on his arm.
No, every day is why?
Second time, it
wouldn't be. Could be it's not a mitzvah to rise, it wouldn't make a bracha. It could be every second you're told, it could be still a mitzvah. Oh, shaytul asaladecha, meaning it could be still, we don't make a bracha on it. Cause right. It depends. If a person took up their tefillin and in the afternoon you put on your tefillin and you rash your tefillin again, you wouldn't make a bracha. If you put your tefillin on in the morning.
Right.
We can't keep it on the whole day because our heads are messed up. But if you took your tefillin off and then you want to put on rashi for some reason again, we don't do that. But if you would do it, you make a new bracha. It's a new mitzvah. If you put on Rashi, by Sfarad, we have minig, by every fast, you put on mincha tefillin again.
If you take off your Rashi, go to the
bath,
and put it in the bracha. Not so much, you make another bracha. Depends how long, it's not so somebody put another bracha. Well, let's say a guy took them off. I mean, there's a scenario. It's not sufficient. But if you have a scenario, you could have such a scenario. It could be. But whatever the case is, you put your tefillin back on. I call a piece of ice cream. You have to make a new bracha. So it's, but if it's a mitzvah, it's continuing. You make a new. Then it depends on a chesed. If someone needs to do a chesed to them, and then need to do a chesed again, it's another mitzvah. One mitzvah, you keep getting opportunities again. But here's one mitzvah. Teach your son a trade. But every day you keep on teaching him to do that trade. It's a mitzvah. Once you taught him a trade, he's already good at it. The mitzvah's over.
One question. Yeah. They gave an example of a carpenter.
Correct.
One way they could get gotten killed is that they're going out to the field, to the forest, and chopping wood. And the axe handle slips off, and like our previous example.
Right. Could we also, the axe fell with flying. Okay. Now, let's try to start the next tomorrow, at least hopefully we'll see how much we can get. What did we say in our mission? What was our second case? What was this case? A son, a ben gadol al yedei ha'av. A son will go to galus, chas v'shalom, a son killed his father, go to galus. Actually, sorry, we have to see Rashi. And 1 second. Yeah, let's see Rashi. We said that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa for a father to teach his son a trade. So Rashi goes in to explain to us what's the source, meaning, never find, if you open the Chumash, you don't ever find a pasuk that says, you must teach your son how to do something. So where does it come from? So Rashi brings us the Gemara, famous Gemara from Kedusha Daf Lamed. Let's see Rashi. Chana, you got Rashi? Hey, what's going on in the back over there?
I'm trying. I'm in the peanut gallery here. I'm deep in the peanut gallery.
Fine. What does Rashi say?
I'm sorry, which Rashi are we on?
Chayusa. The second Rashi, Chayusim. What does Rashi say? Chayusim. The second Rashi. Va'avzu mitzvah ala Allah. This is a mitzvah deraisa on the father to teach the son Torah. The afila mikra, we learned it from the parakam of the Kedushin. The chsiv, because it says, re'ei chayim em isha. See, you should have life with a wife. Asher ahavta, which you love. So hikish umnas, we're make a hikish of a trade, Shehu chayusa le'isha, which is the livelihood for a wife. K'shem she'avim chayiv la'asiya isha, just like a father has a mitzvah to marry off a son, right? Just like a father has a mitzvah to try to marry off his son. Because it's like the pasuk says, ukhul b'nchem nashim, right? The pasuk says, take for your son's wives. The pasuk in Yirmiyah. So kach chayiv la'am the umna, so too we're chayiv to teach him a trade. The pasuk says, a person should have a trade and get married, correct? So where they say the same way the father has to help him get married, he also has to help him find a trade. The same, we're making a hekesh. Pasuk says, try to see that you can live and have livelihood with a wife that you love, right? So we know the father is chayav to help his son get married. So we're understanding from there, it also has to find him, help him have a livelihood that he can stay married.
The mitzvah is connected to the marriage.
Right, so from here we learn there's a mitzvah deraisa for a father to teach his son a trade.
Is it a hekesh?
It's
not involved in the mitzvah, it's a preparation for the mitzvah.
Not preparation. When I say the preparation.
Hekesh is a preparation, you say.
Maybe not only a preparation. What do you mean?
Hekesh.
A hekesher mitzvah. No, that's not hekesher.
You learn one for the other.
So we're learning from.
Just like it says, we should marry him more.
Marry a woman,
and there it says,
provide for her the life.
So just like a father has to help
the trade is connected to the marriage.
Just like the father has to help him get married, he also has to help him get the life here. Good? Fine. Let's see the Gemara. We said, I bet a good idea. A son goes through the father. Right? If a son killed his father, the son is going to call. So the Gemara asks, we have a contradiction. We're saying now, if a son kills his father, the son has to go to Golos. Remini, we have a contradiction. A Remini is a contradiction. What's a contradiction? What do we have a Gemara that says, Maka Nefesh, the Pasuk says Maka Nefesh. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Maka Nefesh, Peshkak. What does the Pasuk say? If you have a Gemara that has the Pesuk, if it says,
Fancy
Gemara, Sukkot says, but it's going to be a pasuk. Lefnei Yisrael, v'la'ger v'la'taisha b'seicham, t'yena sheisha arim, he'ela l'miklad l'neshama kol makan eshkan. So you should make ari miklats, then whoever kills Bishagi should be able to run over there. What does the pasuk say? It says someone who kills Bishagi. Someone who is killing Bishagi, who is killing Bishagi, then he has to go to Gaz. Which means if he didn't kill, if he just hit somebody, he wouldn't have to go to Gaz. Let's see the Gemara. Rimini makesh nefesh b'shkot, not makesh nefesh, prat l'makesh aviv, including someone who hits their father. We're saying like this. Let's see Rashi, makesh nefesh. See the first wide line of Rashi, makesh nefesh. Gabe hayrig b'shkaga, by one who kills b'shkaga, k'siv, what does it say in the pasuk? It says, l'anus shama, someone should run over there. Makesh nefesh b'shkaga, someone who kills b'shkaga. That's the pasuk. So what are we learning? Prat l'makir aviv. We're going to exclude someone who hits their father. That what? Shaloi chayiv galus. One who kills their father does not have to go to galus. Elo l'misha ka'asa tluya b'nefesh. Only someone who they're hitting is dependent on killing the person. Meaning what? She'inu chayiv alav. You're not chayiv, you're not responsible. Elo im kein hargo, unless you kill the guy. Yata were excluding Maka Abim Shu Chayim Ola Misa the Chabur of Alma, one who kills a father who's Chayim Misa by just giving him a blemish. The Kosokadai, if we think now, the Maile Lugalas, we should exclude him from Galas, Afilu Harga, even if he kills. So what are we saying? We're saying like this. What does the Pasuk say? One who kills someone Bishagig, they go to Galas. Right? Maka Nefesh Bishkal. If you kill someone by mistake, you go to Galas. Correct? We're saying, but what if? So, what does it sound like? If you did something so bad, you actually went and killed the person, then you go to Gaulus. What does it sound like? If you would have not killed them, there's no Gaulus. Once you kill the guy, you go to Gaulus, right? Let's say you did something. Let's say you just hit the guy, you go to Gaulus, Chana.
I'm sorry.
Makat, say the way, Makat Nashish Gaulus. If you kill a guy, Bishogi, you go to Gaulus. Nachon? What does it sound like? If you didn't kill him, you just hit him. You go to Gaulus?
No
Gaulus. You don't go to Gaulus. Right? There's no Gaulus. Right?
The only thing would be pain and suffering.
Fine. But there's no Gaulus.
Right.
If you just said there's no Gaulus, correct? Now, is that, would a father fit into that scenario? This is my case. My case is, who am I? If you kill the person, you go to Gaulus. You just hit him, then you're off the hook. You don't go to Gaulus. Could that be you referring to a father? Could a father fit into this box?
Yes.
If you hit a father...
No, the son is the father
himself, regardless if he killed or not. So that already is a problem. So this Buzzing is saying, that's what this Buzzing is saying. If someone, what do they do? If someone hits, they kill the other person, they go to Gaulus. Meaning until if they kill the other person, they go to Gaulus. If they just hit him, they don't go to Gaulus. But it sounds like they're off top. Now, could a son hitting a father fit into such a positive? No. Because if he hits the father already, he already has problems. This is why I'm saying, when do you got issues? Oh, if you kill the guy, you have issues. Right? But until you kill him, you don't have such bad. You just hit a guy, stop, you whack him. He didn't get hurt. He didn't get like heavily damaged. You just slapped the guy in the face. He went on in life. He's off the hook. Only if you kill him. Now, this can't be referring to a scenario of a son and a father. Because this is telling you, only once you get to the point that you kill the guy, then you go to Gaulus. But if you do anything else, you're fine. It's not, it can't be referring to a son and a father. That's what we're saying. When the pasuk says pratlin, when the pasuk says kol makan nefesh b'shkoge, if you kill a guy by mistake, then you go to Gaulus. Sounds like you do anything less, you don't go to Gaulus. Now they can't be referring to a father and a son. So we want to say a son hitting his father b'shkoge doesn't fit into the scenario, so he would not even go to Gaulus. That's his question.
Since he's being wondered, his father is going to get lashes.
Fine, but help to get lashes for the hitting alone, but not for the killing.
Because
even if he just hits him, he already gets lashes.
Since somebody hits somebody, they don't go to Gaulus, and so forth, besides his father, because he told me he didn't go to Gaulus.
Huh?